Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Today I have a special guest, Dr. Bill Nolte, our Superintendent for Haywood County Schools.
Glad to be on today. Thank you.
Glad to have you back. You're always a great guest. Give us a lot of good information. But today we're going to be just discussing that, and I hope I'm going to learn some things here too about High School Athletic Association classification rules. And if you've read the paper lately or seen the news, there's been some discussion about Tuscola's classification. So, Dr. Nolte, what's going on?
Well, it's a mess. You know, it's just a mess. And what we currently have is a situation where Tuscola is a 2A size school. Their enrollment is around 970, and they're in the same classification with schools that are much, much larger, 3 and 4A size schools, and they happen to be in the same conference with all the Asheville-Buncombe schools, as well as T.C. Robertson, which is well over 1,600.
Wow.
So we've got a discrepancy of almost 700 students. And the problem is, we don't mind playing them in games, any sport, but we have to compete for individual and team conference championships and state conference championships and state championships against schools that large. And we really should be classified 2A with schools our same size.
Because I think, like, right now, Pisgah High School is a little bit bigger than Tuscola, and they're a 2A school?
Well, yeah, that's one of the anomalies here locally. The state doesn't really care much about that, and I understand that. But our smallest school is labeled 3A. Our largest school is labeled 2A. And frankly, we're just fearful that if we can't get some of these things fixed with the association, that, you know, not only Tuscola, but Pisgah also will be classified 3A going forward. And they'll be playing schools for individual championships in sports like wrestling and swimming and other things like that, track, as well as conference and state championships from schools that have a much larger pool. And it's not fair. You know, the core mission and beliefs of the association are things like equity and fair play. And it's just not right, as my mama would have said.
And very hard to explain.
It's hard to explain when you lay a sheet of numbers in front of people. They go, "How'd that happen?"
That's right.
Yeah, the rules don't pass the common sense test.
Well, has this happened before ever in Haywood County? We've been in this situation before.
It seems to be ongoing, and you can hear some frustration in my voice. It seems to be going. Two classifications ago, the larger schools to the east of us actually convinced the North Carolina High School Athletic Association to put McDowell County High School and Franklin High School in their conference along with Tuscola. And if you can imagine driving up two mountain ridges into Buncombe and then all the way over Cowee Mountain over to Franklin and asking those two schools to play with them in every sport every year, and then the discrepancy in size from McDowell and Robertson down to Franklin, which is a legit 2A size school. It's just stuff like that all the time. It's very, very frustrating. And, you know, right now we're worried about Tuscola being properly classified. But there's a bigger picture here that's just continually unfair. And I think there are lots of ways to fix it, and I even think the association knows what they need to do going forward. But still, it's just very harmful for our students right now at Tuscola High School.
And these are their high school years. It's important.
That's so right.
You know, it's a four-year classification.
Right.
So we're in the middle of that.
Right.
So what's being done? What can we do now?
Well, we are trying to follow all the steps within the association. We need a high school association to govern high school sports, and this is a pretty good one by most accounts. But, you know, we're trying to follow their rules. So we made an appeal when they clumped us all together and manipulated the classification size instead of the biggest 25% of the schools being 4A and then the next smallest being 3 and then the next smallest being 2A and the smallest being 1A and 25% of the schools in each of those four categories. When they did the last classification, they put 20% of the schools in 4A, 20% in 1A, and pushed some 1A schools up into 2A and some of the 4A schools down into 3A. And they actually classified the two middle classifications, which is sort of hard to explain on the radio. They're a lot larger than 1A and 4A.
We have it's more competition.
Inherently unfair, yeah. And we're playing schools that are larger than us, and there are fewer schools in 1A and 4A. So we tried to argue that point and were summarily just dismissed when we brought it up. And, of course, we've had lots of emails and letters going back and forth with the association. When they put us in classification on April the 20th of 2016, we said, okay, you've made that mess. At least put our conferences as split conferences and let 2As and 3As that are small play together. And then big 3As and 4A size schools that are labeled 3As, they play together. Well, that was dismissed 2 years ago. And
that won't be revisited for another 2 years.
Another couple years, okay. Right. It was inherently unfair. And then in October of 18, you know, we had some discussions at a local regional meeting, and frankly, one of the commissioners was just making a joke of the fact that we were going to appeal. You know, it's not funny. And then November the 27th, we actually presented appeal. Todd Trantham, the principal of Tuscola, did a great job showing them how Tuscola is 2A sized. And they had made up a new rule that says your enrollment has to change by 10%. Brand new rule. We'd never heard of it before. So on that day, they denied moving Tuscola from 3A to 2A with about 970 students, but they moved North Forsyth from 3A to 2A with 1,014 students.
How'd they explain that?
That new rule they just made up.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
To me, that's the key point for Tuscola right now. How in the world do you justify moving a larger school down to 2A and you leave Tuscola in 3A when it's smaller? It's just a rule they made up. It's like a principal making up a rule about dances at the school. And it's not a board policy. It's not a state law. It's not anything like it's just a rule they made up. And that rule really treated Tuscola unfairly because North Forsyth got to move to 2A. And we're happy for North Forsyth. We're happy for them. But if we've appealed, we should have been moved too. So we've argued since then in letters that, you know, we actually filed a formal grievance about all the rules they constantly make. And they're not giving us a formal grievance process. I guess they don't have to, or they think they don't have to.
So we've got two more years for Tuscola
right.
to be 3A.
Yeah.
Now what are the next steps?
Well, on May the 2nd, all the principals, high school principals that have athletic teams have been invited to Chapel Hill to vote on this.
Oh.
That's a joke, Jill, Assistant Superintendent Barker. How many principals are going to leave their school in May?
Not a good time to be gone from
and drive to Chapel Hill and vote on something. That's the step in their procedures, but it's ridiculous.
So where are we going to be? What do you see happening for our schools and our students?
We hope a bunch of principals who have also been treated unfairly with their schools will go and vote. We'll get 2/3 of the vote, and Tuscola will get to play 2A for the last 2 years of this rotation. If not, we're not finished. We're very serious about this. This also impacts Pisgah. They're in a very small conference. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to get games. And we are now beginning to take other steps with governing agencies. I don't want to be too specific. And people who influence the law around the association. And, you know, we do not want to file a lawsuit, but that is not off the table. This thing can be fixed. They've got to be willing to make it fair and equitable. And it is not right now.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being our guest today. Thank you for fighting for our kids and our schools as our superintendent. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a great day, Haywood County.